48 crores in the quarter.
Sir, sorry, sir?
Sorry?
The last thing, what is that? I
couldn't hear you that. One is I said material for consumption, material price went up.
Yeah.
Second, I said economic adoption.
Okay.
Age 15, nothing funded from it. So, we said it's because of field force, so we expanded to your asset cost.
So, how much as of now you have a field force, sir?
We are roughly around
okay. Yeah.
All
IBMs
and
okay.
Managers, digital managers,
everyone. Okay, sir. Okay. Actually, so going ahead, your margins would be same at 20% or will you come to the 22% level which you had before? So that years were coming ahead.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So, thank you, sir.
Thank you for your question, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask any further questions, please press star and one. We have our next question from Mr. Sudarshan from Alat Hatmas. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Can you give us two information specifically on what is the DPCO sales as a percentage of total, and the other is how much sales comes from your top 8 or top 10 brands as compared to last year?
Roughly around 20-odd% is the DPCO sales.
Okay.
And what is the second question, sorry?
What is your top 8 or top 10 brands contributing to the total sales? Hello?
Around
60%. Okay. So one more point is now since being Pfizer being broadly running Wyatt also, can you expect Wyatt also holding conference call on quarterly basis so that we have few questions specifically on Wyatt, but we don't know where to raise the thing. Hello?
We'll explore that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Girish from JM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. The following question was on the raw material cost. In the fourth quarter, there's been a significant decline. So two parts to it. One is the entire decline attributable to the decline in raw material of the particular vitamin C. And second is for the coming year, should we assume the current quarter as a run rate or some average between the first 9 months and the fourth quarter?
Last quarter, predominantly the vitamin C prices is favorable. Well, if you have a little bit more in there, probably it's a bit more in stock.
Okay. And the second thing is, you talked about, I think Kiran mentioned something about the business unit structure that we have now. So, would it be possible to kind of elaborate in terms of, what that structure is and how it is different from what was last year?
We have a bit more focus. The way we want to conduct our business and the BU structure is basically a different segment for us, hospital for us, speciality for us, rest to for us. More than that, it's smaller teams, not too large teams, have enough products for the team to promote, more focus on products. And we're looking at the P&L accountability for each BU, where they would be responsible not only offline but for also the P&L.
Right, so basically you have now about 4-5 divisions. Right. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for your question, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask any further questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask any questions, please press star and one. As there are no more questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Keval Handa. Please go ahead, sir.
So, thank you very much for participating in this conference call, and as I said, this year has been more of an investment year of investment building for us, and we will continue to do that next year also. Hopefully some of these one-offs which we have gone this year will not be there, and softening of the material cost which will improve our world margins forward. The budget implication, I think most of you might be interested to know about it. We don't see in sales tax and excise duty at this point of time. There has been an increase in the research and development weighted deduction from 1 to 100. But by and large, it's very, very neutral to pharma. However, I think what we missed out is a great opportunity to invest in this sector. It is one of the growing sectors that did well even during the meltdown. And we have really had to see the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister backing higher investment in healthcare, which is abysmally as low as 1%. And there doesn't seem to be any will to increase that healthcare spend to a reasonable level to 2 or 3% of the GDP. So I think we haven't seen any bold measures, and GST is one which has again deferred by a year. At least they could have reduced the CST by 1%, and that means we would have started planning for GST, would have taken that hit of 1%, cared for it when it comes in 2011. The entire gearing would be done only in 2011. I mean, we actually missed on 1 year before we could really advantage of the GST happening. So these are things which as Minister should have been focusing and preparing us for the GST in 2011, and we could have happily absorbed that 1% and get geared for them this region. And lastly, I think overall the budget has missed an opportunity to make bold statements for reform. I don't know why we did chicken out last minute and put the roadblocks to our growth. I think that's something which we have not done. I know the compulsion on revenue is there, but restraint has been done on the demand side, and whereas we should have done more focus on the supply side, know the constraints on the supply side. And that's some of the comments I would like to make on this. So thank you very much, and I look forward to meet you in the next annual meeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata Telecom conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you.